It's Inside the World of Duotone, Lewis Crafton here, and with the fifth edition of the world famous Woo Worlds competition about to kick off, what a better time to speak to the guys at Woo. We have Leo Koenig, the founder of Woo Sports, and Arlen Old, who today is describing himself as the event manager, but he does a lot more than that, I can tell you. Welcome, guys.
Welcome, Lou. Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
All right, let's get straight into it. I want to know a quick intro and what you do exactly for Woo. Leo, why don't you head us off with that?
Yeah, my name is Leo Koenig. I started Woo some 13 years ago. Ever since then, I've been kind of doing everything and anything. I've an engineering background, but very quickly learned a lot about, or had to learn a lot about, things like business and marketing and sales and all these things as well. So kind of jack of all trade, still very involved in nitty gritty things. And Woo Worlds is more of a sideline thing for me. Arlen does that exceptionally well. I have other things to take care of in the meantime. And yeah, just almost watching from the sidelines how these always unfold and create a lot of magic.
And Arlen, for you on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, so we're in it right now. This is about to be the fifth Woo Worlds. So this is a worldwide competition that we host with the Woo app, the Woo sensor. And Lewis and I have been co-hosting this now for all five editions. Lewis is kind of the face that you guys will see, interviewing people from around the world, community members in Kite and Wing. And I get to kind of make sure that the systems are running smoothly, that we kind of get the prizes out to the winners, you know, have great prizes for each of these disciplines. Just try to run the best event that we can that's completely remote, completely open world play. Anywhere you want to kite, you can put a score up. So if you're new to the Woo world, you're about to learn a lot more about it. If you've participated in it before, you'll get some kind of inside details from our perspective on it and a little preview of the fifth edition, 2025.
And thank you for that, Arlen. On the subject of inside, some of our listeners might be wondering, why are we featuring Woo on Inside the World of Duotone? And we should get straight to the point there. Of course, sometimes you are working based at the Boardsmore office inside the world of Duotone, because of course, Boardsmore taking on Woo Sports as well. And we're going to get into that and have that discussion for how that's affected things and why that's happened. But we've got lots to talk about today. What with the Woo Worlds, one of the most exciting events of the year. It really forces all of us, especially us on camera, to tidy up our offices and make sure everything's looking good. And there's a lot of work to go on with this month-long global competition where the whole world is playing together. And I can't wait to get into that. But I really wanted, just back to you, Leo, to, you know, we've obviously spoken about this, and I've been at some of those moments years ago when the concept came up. But you know, how long really ago did this idea enter your mind for sort of gamifying and having some fun out on the water with a device like this?
It really started like in 2012, so pretty much exactly 13 years ago. I was living in Boston back then, the United States, which is an environment that's a bit more conducive to turning visions and ideas into reality. And as you said, rightfully, Lewis, like the idea was always that we would add the element of a game to a sport. And our mission, vision as a company was always to use the things that make games addictive to drive people to be active outdoors. I know from firsthand how good it is for a human being to be out on the water kite surfing. It's really, really good mentally. You can switch off. You can kind of forget your day-to-day life. You're out in the water connected to the elements of nature, and physically you're exercising, you're moving, you're out in the nature, and you're kind of using your physical body. So it's a really, really good thing. Yet the mechanisms of games very often used the power they had to kind of lock people on the phone or behind screens. And that's something we wanted to change. And that has not changed one iota all throughout the history of the company. We had many ups and downs, took many turns. Ended up now closer to Boards and More. But that vision has never changed. And it's really, really cool to see this to come to fruition on this global stage of the worlds, where I would make the argument that we really, really drive people to kite and spend a lot more time outdoors and underwater than we than they otherwise would. And so, yeah, it's really cool to see that come to fruition. But as I said, it started 13 years ago, naturally kind of coming back from a kiteboarding session. And I'm quite sure that the inspiration for it, or I know for a fact that the inspiration for it did not come from a, hey, let's sit down and think of a business idea, but it probably came during a moment of kiteboarding where there was almost no mind, where there was almost a blank mind. And that's very often where inspirations arise and where the thought comes, huh, can't we do something here? Can't we measure something like jump height and turn this into a game? And yeah, here we are 13 years later talking about the fifth edition of Worlds.
Wow, it's quite a journey that you guys have been on. And Arlen, how long have you been part of this journey?
I mean, my early days at Woo were watching Leo kite at Pleasure Bay in Boston. You know, he was kind of one of the big dogs in this scene. He was the guy that was riding a Vegas in boots, doing, you know, late back rolls, and kind of like this ascendance of big air was happening. We started to measure the jumps kind of that summer of 2013, 2014, rolled out the sensor in Cape Town at one of the, you know, our first King of the Airs. And, you know, I still remember like some of these kind of name brand pros like showing up at our door that first year being like, you know, I want to get on this leaderboard. I want to see kind of how high I can jump. And, you know, the Aaron Hadlows, the Ruben Lentons. And yeah, since then, it's just been kind of this evolution of a game that honestly, I'm surprised is still as competitive and as kind of fair as it is. You know, I think the big air kiting could have reached a plateau. It could have kind of, you know, been broken in some way with paragliding technology. We never really knew what was going to happen. Was this going to be too dangerous? Was it, you know, were we going to encourage people to go out in big storms that they weren't ready for? And what's been really cool is that this game has been year over year, kind of whenever we run it, it's always been interesting. The results have always been a little bit unexpected. You know, we've tried formats that are short. We've tried one day challenges. We've tried, you know, week long challenges. The results are always unexpected, always exciting. So that's what's kept me in this game, kind of like, you know, hooked on just what we can think up. And then also myself learning how to kite through this journey, learning how to jump, and just seeing how engaging that can be firsthand to be like on a team, you know, pushing your limits kind of with your team around you. So I don't know. I come from, in some ways, a gaming background, and this is a form of gaming, a form of sports that, like Leo said, gets you outside, gets you with a team, gets you, you know, kind of more immersed in the sport that we all really love. So I always feel good about running this event because it's just like, it's a little nudge to everyone in the world to go out and use their kite.
And to get involved and to be in the game. I mean, you mentioned and touched on so many different aspects of Woo then, you know, like the competitive side to it is brilliant, but it's not just with the highest jumps in the world that you see this competitiveness. You know, the local groups around here, they have separate groups for the 5 to 10 meter range or the 10 to 15, and they get promoted and go up and down, and every stage of the journey, which ultimately is about becoming a better kiteboarder and jumping bigger, people seem to enjoy. And the level that it's brought communities together from sort of nationally, locally to internationally, like the Woo World Stars, is just amazing how that continues to grow. Because we must remind the listeners that it's not just the Woo Worlds that you run. This is, of course, your flagship event of the year, the biggest one of the year. But from time to time, you run events like you did in Cape Town earlier on in the year, which was a bit more of a point to the riders that were out there for the GKA Awards. You do some stuff. You've done some stuff in Germany. But this is the big one. It's the one that everybody cares about. And I'm going to put this question straight back to you here, Arlen. How can you sum up what are the Woo Worlds to everybody in a sentence? What does it mean if you don't know what the Woo Worlds are about?
I think it's primarily, it is a kick in the butt to go find that forecast, go find that moment where kiteboarding just goes well beyond your greatest expectations, becomes way more extreme than a normal day at the beach. And you get recognized for that brave, you know, journey that you go on. So when I talk to riders, they always bring up Woo Worlds as the time where Woo really clicked for them. They had a ton of fun connecting with other riders in their area. And, you know, ultimately, it's one thing to watch a sporting event. It's another thing to participate in it. And Woo Worlds is meant to be participated in. If you go out and you push your limit, you can't anticipate what that feels like until you go do it. And that's kind of the beauty of this event is everyone's invited, everyone's encouraged to go out and ride. And whether you want to do speed, whether you want to do height, it's all to play for.
I think that's the DNA, isn't it, of Woo, that everybody is invited, and that's why everyone is so excited. And to sort of compare to other sports, you know, I think of the big cycle race in South Africa, the annual Cape Argos, where everyone trains and gets ready for that. You know, this is one of those things where you almost want to be in a good shape. You're training for this long month window, which has all sorts of ways to get involved. We must remind everyone as well, from not only your internal teams as well, where you can have as many as you want in the same team. We also have a Nations Cup now where all of the countries are going at it against each other. There's all sorts of team challenges. And I think what really separates this as well is just the amount of amazing prizes for the teams. You know, I'm regularly on calls dishing out prizes for this, that, and the other, and random prizes and lotteries. And that's really a fun part of my job as one of the hosts is to, you know, we're not just giving away like a, you know, a cap here. These are like kites and board packages that we're delivering for everybody. Now back to you, Leo. This idea of the Woo Worlds, was it something that you came up with, or did one of your team come to you and say, how about, you know, you're already doing a lot anyway with the world of Woo, you know, throughout the year? Because it runs all year, by the way, and to everyone listening, if you didn't know, you know, but this really special highlighted month where everyone's going at it. Who came to you with that, Leo, or was that something that you dreamed up yourself?
Well, I mean, it's kind of the DNA of Woo to begin with, right? As you said, Lou, there's kind of a game running all year long, but this idea of a specific event was actually brought to me by a former business partner. He came up with the idea. Of course, the first word that popped into my mind was Woolympics, but we both agreed that we would very soon have a few letters from lawyers in our mailbox if we were to call our event that. So we had to come up with a different name, but yeah, it was a business partner. And I think back then, Arlen, correct me if I'm wrong, but we turned this thing around on a few months basis from first idea to the actual running of the event. Mm. And in hindsight, looking back, I must say, yeah, we did really well. We nailed many of the disciplines. The team concept was born then. Yep. But yeah, that was a business partner who brought this idea to me. And I think, speaking for myself and for the whole team, we all instantly jumped on it and made it happen in a short amount of time.
Yeah, there's kind of this early brainstorm of, you know, what could you do with a sensor that measures jump height and then also the GPS recording during the event. And, you know, naturally, highest jump was like the first discipline that everyone could think up. It was split up into men's, women's. And then, you know, we felt like we had this big, you know, over 50 community on Woo. And so we wanted to do a separate seniors category for them. And then we had these kind of young gun riders coming up. So we did a 16 and under for junior. And those were like the initial, you know, kite highest jump disciplines categories. We also had this concept of like, if you went out for a week and just jumped as much as you could, how much total jump height could you accumulate? And so we threw that in there. We had you know, the GPS was like, okay, what can we do with GPS that is both competitive? So like, what, like, how could we kind of race with GPS? And then also, how could we get creative with GPS? And that first year, it was distance 1 hour. So that was like enough of a, you know, a push that any weird outlier in your GPS would, you know, hopefully not skew the results. We could see kind of a, you know, a combination of really strong, fast riding with like really good endurance, and maybe even like a little bit of a mishap along the way. Like you fell off your board or you, hit some seaweed or something. So the Distance 1 Hour was born in that first edition. We also had we didn't do it draw anything. We actually did draw a heart. So we encouraged everyone to kite as perfect a heart as they could with their GPS track, which was kind of our first creative discipline. And then on the team side, we had hashtags in the app. So we could use that to kind of form teams just by using the hashtag. And we ended up doing a full month long of team max height, which was your 5 highest jumpers set your score. And then we also did week long challenges of total distance and total height, which were kind of what we call the endurance disciplines at Woo. And yeah, we had no idea how hard people would push in those, especially for a week where people would just go, day after day. So that was edition number one. That was 2021. It was, we weren't in lockdown for COVID, but it was definitely inspired by that kind of play from home mentality. And it really played to the strengths of Woo, where the game, once we set, that start time, the game is live. Anyone can go out anywhere in the world. If the storm comes through at 5 a.m. or if the storm comes through at 9 p.m., it can count. And, Lou and I have been to a lot of events the last couple of years for, traditional kite competitions where you stand on the beach and you watch two or three riders at a time go out and compete. This is kind of the opposite of that. Instead of having a very tight, small group of people riding, this is everyone's invited all month long. And it's created some really cool results.
You highlighted some of the different disciplines that we go out and, test people to see who can be the best in there, Arlen. And the draw anything, I mean, you could never have imagined just what people can draw using a GPS and riding around. Even as a experienced kiteboarder, sometimes you think, how has someone been able to cut? They're not just drawing squares and triangles here. We're seeing really arty designs that people are spending time on. And I think just going back to something you said, Leo, about you couldn't use the Woolympics as the name for all of this. The irony is that because kiteboarding is so diverse and has so many different disciplines, is that you've actually drawn in some Olympians in our sport that, do totally different thing than people that want to jump high or, ride super long distances. You've brought in the racers into this, the ones that are really quite into that part, that the actual ones that are competing in the Olympics as well. So it's brought together every single discipline, really, of the sport of kiteboarding in some way, which is something, I mean, I don't think you could have imagined that the idea at the start would have done this.
No, I think the only comment there would be, the Woo Worlds is there to kind of showcase what is possible in this amazing community. But I personally think the coolest and most kind of true to Woo games are still played when a bunch of buddies go out for a session and then later on hit the pub or the club or whatever and download their sessions and, winner gets to pay the beers or whatever it is. That is the ultimate kind of Woo as it lives, as it breathes our nuts and bolts. And Woo Worlds kind of showcases that on a global scale, but we love that kind of local between your friends playfulness that is, competitive. It does get competitive, but in the end of the day, it's just good vibes, good feelings, good laughs, and enriches the experience. And again, hopefully makes them go out for another session because they gotten beat or something. That is what I always come back to.
And I think, without doubt, you've kept that feeling. I know it just from my own private WhatsApp groups where everyone's trying to be the top of the day, no matter what level that they're at. It definitely does have that in it, Woo. So I've got two more questions, guys, and we're going to try and do 5 minutes on either of them. So let's be straight up then to the both of you. We'll start with Leo. What makes your product the standard for recording these moments and sessions out on the water?
I mean, I come from a technology background, so my answer will be driven by that. Science, technology, there's a long, long white paper that we once wrote just to kind of cover all of this. So if you guys are interested, you'll find it on our website. But the bottom line is to measure something in any kind of world, you need to first measure at the point that delivers you the best data to make that measurement. If you think of any sport, jump height, is always measured from bottom to top. So we really wanted to measure at the level of the water, which is where the board sits, and then all the way up to the highest point that you can reach this board. And it needs to be the same for everyone else. So that's kind of more the point of measurement aspect of all of that. But in the end of the day, what's almost more important is that the measuring device is, first of all, as good as it can be and purposely built for what we're trying to do here. And secondly, has consistency throughout. So everybody kind of uses the same sensor, the same device to measure that. The fun of a game hinges off of these things. If you have a month-long challenge with your friend or a year-long challenge with your friend, and there's only one outlier jump that can't be verified, can't be looked at, and you're not sure if your friend really jumped that 2 meters more than you, you will very quickly lose interest in it. So that's the tough but also challenging and exciting job that we have, is to kind of maintain that. And that's why we're building a specific device. Everything that is in this device and every kind of design decision that is being made is driven by accuracy, consistency, reliability. Everything we do kind of comes from that. And I think just that sheer focus and that sheer singleness of measurement device, singleness of measurement point, makes it such that the Woo is by far the best solution to run something like the Woo Worlds, where we'll probably, over the course of a month, we'll be getting millions and millions of jumps, and they all need to be trustworthy. They all need to be something that we don't have to check one by one, but we can simply trust the technology to kind of then build upon that, this fair game of Woo. And that's our kind of MO in that world.
And I'll pass this over to you as well, Arlen. I mean, what's your take on that? Because definitely another title that you would probably self-proclaim is referee as well. I know that you're one of those that becomes a referee too, looking into that. What's your take on that question?
Yeah, I mean, what has been interesting this year is that we launched a watch estimation app as well. And, you know, as we look at this Nations Cup and this kind of Woo Worlds format, there's a lot of incentive to, you know, blur the lines of like, what is a real kite jump, or how can we get a better score on the board? And as the referee during Woo Worlds, our little kind of behind the scenes looks at some of the data that comes in, you know, seeing the pitch of the board angle, seeing the forces that the Woo is measuring, you know, being able to verify, yes, that was a kiteboarding maneuver that was measured correctly, that started on the water, that ended on the water. That can only happen if you measure with a dedicated sensor and you place it in the same place for everyone. So just from a, you know, let's have a fair game out there, this is, you know, hands down the best way to do it. And it's been super exciting the last couple of years to have the Woo 4.0, because now we have a device that actually is completely weather sealed. So it's, you know, basically out of mind your entire session. You just hit the button, it's recording. You can focus on kiting. Kiting's complicated and hard enough. You don't need to think about what is recording your jumps. And, you know, when you're done, download, see where you're at. Or if you have the watch, you can see kind of in live time what your Woo is recording. And that just makes a better experience. Like, there's nothing worse than, like, you know, it missed my jump, it didn't get my jump, or, you know, the device died while I was mid-session. And all those things have been kind of addressed with the Woo 4.0. So that ultimately it's now come down to who's going out in the most wind, who's going out with the best setup, who's got the strongest legs, you know, who's got the best fins, got the best edging, got the best takeoff. There's still a lot that goes into the perfect kite jump. Yeah. I think for most of us, we've probably only had one or two in our life that really felt perfect. And that's the stuff we want to focus on at Woo Worlds, is how do you elevate your game?
So now that Woo is connected with boards and more, what does that mean? Do you find it difficult to remain neutral? How do you remain neutral? Because of course, this is for everyone, no matter what brand that they ride. Is it possible that people think, well, the Duotone riders, they must get big jumps, you know? Can I message you guys privately, maybe like, hey guys, I'm a Duotone rider, can you sort me out? Can you give me an extra meter or two? What do you reckon about that, Leo?
No, I mean, this is something that we've been super adamant about it, and I'm proud, happy, and excited to say that we've never, ever manually adjusted a jump height anywhere in our database. and we've never done this, and this will never, ever happen. The move for us to go into the world of Boards and More, which we're brand alongside Duotone, alongside Ion, alongside SQLab and other companies that belong to this group, was mainly because we as a company are serving a small market. We're a small team, and we still have to do all these things that you have to do as a company: bookkeeping, global logistics, customer support, and so forth. So there's lots of overhead that we need to do, but we're still in a small market. And now that we're with Boards and More, we have a backbone of an existing structure that can take care of all of these things. And we can focus on the things that we ought to be doing and that we're also coincidentally doing best, which is product innovation and community management. We can take care of our community. We can focus on that. And we can focus on building the best product possible and to continue to innovate, which is really, really important if you're a technology business. So that's really that. And purely from walking into that office, I love spending time there. The guys are great. There's a good vibe. I love, shooting the breeze with them. There's nothing ever in that sense has come to me. And I can assure you, if it ever did, I would shut it down very quickly. But no, it's been a great experience. It's a great bunch of people there, and it makes our life so much easier. And for the customer, ultimately, we'll make sure that the team at Woo is focused on the things they should be focusing on, and that's providing value to the customer while all the kind of nuts and bolts of a business are being taken care of in the background. So yeah, it's a wonderful move. And I think this year's Woo Worlds, where we have over $100,000 worth of prizes, most of them coming from other brands, sponsors like Core. We have North involved, we have Levitas, we have Fly Surfer. So there's many, many other brands that are continuing to support us. And I think that's a testament to the work that Arlen, myself, and everyone else on the team is doing by just simply not just talking the talk, but walking the walks, staying neutral, promoting a world record from Hugo Wigglesworth on a Fly Surfer kite just as much as we would anywhere else. And even from Duotone and from Boards and More itself, we get the directive like, hey, guys, you are your own company. You stay neutral. You're your own division. We don't want any influence on you. We don't want you to be too close to Duotone, because we realize that you are kind of representing and serving the whole kite community, not just Duotone. So, and that was, frankly, when we first sat down and started even playing with the idea of becoming parts of Boards and More, when we had the first conversation with the leadership team, that was always very clear from the get-go. And so absolutely a non-issue.
Thank you for that, Leo. That was a really interesting response, just about how much the values of Woo mean to you, and that even before, moving to work with Boards and More, that was still part of your, going to be heavily important to you. There's nothing more interesting to me sometimes when I speak with Arlen and he's actually in Munich at the office. I think, wow, that's amazing how far it's gone. But it is very clear to me, and I think the world of Woo, that you guys are neutral. You wouldn't be able to run a Woo Worlds like this if you weren't. But that is going to be our time up today, guys. Thank you so much for joining us on Inside the World of Duotone. That is Leo and Arlen. I look forward to being in touch with you probably every day from now on for quite a while as the Woo World 2025 are about to begin. Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Lou. Pleasure to be on your podcast.
Thanks, Arlen.
And don't forget Woo World, September 13th to October 12th. You've got 30 days, 30 days to put a score up. You can do it with a Woo, or you can do it with your phone, or you can do it with a watch, if it's GPS. And excited to have new faces on the leaderboards. I think this merger with Boards and More really opens us up to kind of so many passionate people that are in this community, in the Duotone world, the Ion world. And this is just another opportunity to kind of integrate with those and put a little challenge up, get your local team together.
Thank you. Perfect. Cheers, guys. Have a great day.